At its height, the Black Panther Party fed tens of thousands of school children every morning across the country. Today, the People's Kitchen Collective in Oakland carries on the breakfast program tradition by providing free, hot, nutritious breakfast to people twice a year. KALW's Meredith Hoddenott was there on one of these mornings to record the event and the thoughts of the people who run the program. Jocelyn Jackson, Saqib Kaval, and Sita Koratomi Bamik.
Don't be dismayed, don't be dismayed. Deep in your heart, you must believe. Everything is gonna be alright today. Blessings everyone that's here. Thank you so much. We start our meals with a blessing because it matters, because our ancestors knew how to sing their freedom into existence. Yes!
So People's Kitchen Collective is a collective of chefs and artists and activists, and we exist at the intersection of food justice and food service, but also art and community organizing.
In serving a free breakfast program to honor the legacy of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and their revolutionary free breakfast program that they started 50 years ago this month.
They serve breakfast free every day because they knew the political significance of bringing people together to eat, specifically bringing youth together to eat a healthy meal every day. And that was dangerous. The head of the FBI said that the free breakfast program was the most dangerous domestic threat to national security, because eating breakfast and being healthy was dangerous to the state, and it still is. That is why we have food deserts, that is why we don't get access to healthy food in our communities, and that is why us coming together to eat a healthy meal and eat breakfast together is still a revolutionary act.
The reason why it is so powerful is because when a child especially is fed, when they are full of a good hot meal, they are also full of the ability to liberate themselves and to find self-determination in a way that's simply not possible when you are hungry.
People's Kitchen is really about drawing on this legacy of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and thinking about how is it that we can actually nourish and sustain our communities.
No, we do this on an incredibly small budget, and we do it all as volunteers, so it takes a lot of food costing and math and planning to have a organic meal using local ingredients that's seasonal and also culturally specific, and replicating kind of the menus of the free breakfast program from the research that we've done.
And today we have grits, greens, scrambled eggs, and scrambled tofu, and these delicious sweetheart biscuits that are actually heart-shaped.
Some sweetheart sweet potato biscuits. There you go. A little extra one for extra love.
Being able to speak with everyone as they're going through the line.
Thank you.
It's really a powerful experience to feel the positive impact of what we're doing in real time.
I will not bow down.
I think overall, my favorite part is the young, gifted Black poets. When the poets get on the stage, then I know, like, oh, we are at the breakfast. Because these youth poets, like, they are, you know, I feel like the perfect representation of the free breakfast program come to life, and the Black Panthers' original work around the free breakfast program doing youth-centered, food work.